Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details.
Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Jasmine, how are you doing today?
Really good. It's an awesome day.
Perfect. We're very excited to talk to you, of course, about your experience with CyberBacker and, of course, your journey all throughout. So before we do that, though, how long have you been a part of CyberBacker?
Actually, I just started last year, August. So it's like a year and one month.
Yeah. So over a year now with CyberBacker. So is this your first time to work virtually, just like what you're doing now?
Kind of, but I used to work from home because I was like an ESL teacher for like 4 years before CyberBacker.
Okay.
Yes.
So not really your first rodeo then, working virtually. So that's what you did before CyberBacker. Any other experiences aside from that?
Yes. Before CyberBacker, I was an ESL teacher. So I guess like that's like 4 years, nearly 5 years. And then before that, I had like 2 years experience working as a call center agent, BPO industry.
BPO industry. How long did you do that?
For like 3 years.
3 years. Okay. So basically 1 year with CyberBacker, 4 in the ESL industry, 3 the BPO industry. Sorry. So let's try and go back. If my math is right, let's go back. Let's say 8 years ago, 8-9 years ago. Did you ever imagine yourself doing something like this, working from home, working virtually?
Honestly, no. I always like want to do this, but I don't have the courage to do it. But I really didn't see myself working virtually before.
Okay,
never in my mind.
So probably the pandemic did help you then make a decision there, because I think a lot of us were stuck at home anyway, right?
Yes. It was really like really helpful because like my family members, like they didn't have like work during pandemic. I was the only one providing that time, and it was really tough. Like,
gosh. And imagine now you're working, earning, and saving, of course, at the comfort of your own home. So how did you find out about CyberBacker in the first place?
Well, I have a friend. I used to work with him back in Manila, BPO industry. And then he started working at CyberBacker. And then I was like, I badly need another job. This job that I have right now is not supporting me
enough. Okay.
Financially enough, you know. So, and that was like during COVID, I guess. And then, yeah, that was my friend. And he referred me to CyberBacker.
There you go. So shout outs to your friend, of course, for telling you about CyberBacker. Now, what were your first impressions about the company? Let's say the first few weeks that you started with CyberBacker.
Like, if I'm going to be honest, it was like, I was like, oh God, this company is like, maybe they have like higher expectation, like high expectation. Because I don't have experience working virtual like before. And I was like, I was so scared to like work and join the interview because, you know, I don't really know what should I do or like what kind of task I should do. Like, especially you're going to work with your client directly and something like that. So my impression was like, it's going to be tough, especially I heard that the assessment, the process will be like long, and you need like a long patience to do it. I was like, okay, I need to prepare myself. So that was just like, I think it was just like super pressuring for me. Pressure. That was like, the impressions before I joined CyberBacker.
Okay. So talk to me about that. You mentioned that just being ready when it comes to the interviews and, of course, the assessments that CyberBacker offers. Do you have any tips that you can share with our listeners just going through that whole hiring process?
Yeah, sure. I can still remember the time last year, like August. I was really in a situation which I'm so desperate to have or to join this company, like super desperate. I mean, what I did is I watch a lot of videos on YouTube, like tips on how to pass the initial and final interview, like what kind of questions do they usually ask. And I think there is like a video introductions that you have to create before you pass your resume, I think, as far as I remember. So I also watch like the video how to like make a proper video introductions, lot of things. I also practice like how to answer these questions, although I know how to, but you know, just to being prepared because I don't wanna lose the opportunity to join the company. Like, I swear, I'm so desperate last year. So I think that's just the tip. Like, just watch a lot of videos and yes, practice how to answer questions and just be confident. Smile.
There you go. Confidence, smile, practice the questions. And again, I think the most important tip there is just really the confidence. Build your confidence up before you go through the interviews, right?
Exactly. Don't think that you're talking to just think that you're like talking to your friend during the interview, because that makes you feel comfortable talking to them.
100% agree with you there. Now, what do you like most about what you do here in Cyberbacker, by the way, Jasmine?
I think it's the stress-free
environment.
You know, like comparing with my previous job before, this job is super easy for me and super stress-free. Like, you will finish the day still smiling and still has a lot of energy. Like, I mean, comparing my life before teaching, at the end of the day, you will feel like you are, like, you don't have energy at all. You feel like your whole energy for the whole week is, like, gone. But here you just chill, and if there's any urgent thing to do, you can finish it in 2 hours, and then that's it. that's the thing I love. And also staying here at home, comfort with your family.
Of course, who wouldn't want that? Being able to again earn and save while being at home, of course, saves a lot of money, actually, right?
Yeah.
Really saves a lot of money right there. Now, I know for sure some of our listeners might be curious. What does your typical workday look like, Jasmine? We don't really need anything very specific. Maybe just a brief overview of what that looks like.
So I have like 8 hours straight. There's no break with that, which is I love that. No break at all. So my usual day is just answering calls, because I'm a concierge department. Calls, setting appointments, sending emails, and what else? Just admin tasks, basically, reporting, and then that's it. Yes, and you know, my calls is just like 10, 20, not even higher than, but sometimes we have like, you know, busy days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So phone calls here and there, emails as well, a lot of admin stuff for you then. Okay. So another question that I have for you, you've been with Cyberbacker for a year now. What's been the biggest impact of Cyberbacker in your life so far?
I think my health.
Health.
Honestly. Talk to me about that. So before, I always have like this anxiety. They called it hyperventilation syndrome. I used to have that. So, like what I mentioned earlier, I work like as an ESL teacher, and it's just like there are students that you can't handle and make your emotions really unstable. That caused me a lot of anxiety and stress. Yes. I mean, but you know, here I can sleep
properly
a lot, probably, you know, I have a lot of energy to do a lot of things, outdoor activities. Wow. And yeah, my sleep is okay. I have like fixed weekends off, and that's what I really like. Yeah, so I think it impacted a lot with my health. I can cook now, which is I can't you know, usually do before. Like, I have a lot of time, which is I tend to focus with my health. So I think that's the difference.
There we go. So really life-changing then. Now we can do a lot of things that who you were before working, right? Because I mean, it's like you can do all your hobbies, the things that you like, now that you're with Cyberbacker, basically. Am I right?
Yes.
There we go. Now, that's something that's very exciting. Again, life-changing, of course, experience with Cyberbacker. And for sure, all throughout your journey with us, there have been people that have helped you, right? There have been people that have helped you all throughout that journey with Cyberbacker. So this is a time, before we end today, would you want to give them a quick shout-out on the show?
Of course. I would like to have a quick shout-out with my first HB, Ricardo. He was so helpful throughout the first month that I, you know, stayed here in Cyberbacker, like every questions I have. And then my friend Joe Mer, like, wow, so thank you so much. And you were like the key that I'm here right now, Cyberbacker. And also my current HP, which is Hover. Thank you so much for assisting me until right now. If I have questions, you're just always there. Take care.
There we go. Now we are very, very excited to see your continued success and growth in the company. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Jasmine, thank you very much for giving us your time today. I had fun talking to you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.